This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980 until 6:45. That is when we give way to Dave Johnson, Glenn Consor, and the gang, as they will have their call of the Wizards and Pistons tonight. Second straight game for those two, and it's time to bring Dave on the program.
Right corner, Kispert open for three. It's there.
Time to get the radio party started.
Feeds now the right block of Alsar slam.
It's time for Dave Johnson on a Wizards game day.
Locked by Colabali. Left wing George. 3 on the clock for three. It's there.
Feel like busting loose. Busting loose.
Crossover step back. Three. Oh, it's there. Jordan Poole.
You are cool.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose now.
On the Hoffman Show.
Dave joins us from Detroit. Dave, is it nice or is it weird to like stay in one road city for multiple days and multiple games?
No, especially on this road trip because, as you know, we started in Toronto and had two games. So this will be our fourth game on the road trip, but you don't have that feeling of moving all over the country and feeling of what did I leave in what hotel room, because we've been fairly stationary. So no, it is a different situation to be here in Detroit. And real quick before we get going with the basketball, like so many, I just, as I mentioned, gutted to hear about John Feinstein's passing.
Yeah, I was definitely going to ask about him. So go ahead, Dave.
No, but it just, you know, he was so talented at what he did. And when he first started at the Post, I think it was probably his first regular beat. It was actually soccer with the NASL Washington Diplomats starting in 1977. I mean, I found a article where he's previewing a meeting with Cosmos and Pele. And Johan Cruyff is one of the world's greatest soccer players ever. And a year after John covered Johan Cruyff, he invited him to lunch the following year and presented Feinstein with his number 14 jersey. So, you know, at a time, and for if the soccer fans listening to this, at a time, you know, 78, 79, 80, the sport was not covered in a big league way, but everything John Feinstein did was in a big league way.
No doubt, and I'm sure you would have crossed paths with him multiple times in your career, Dave. I saw some of the notes that you put out earlier on social media of having him on WTOP all those years. You know, I'm sure you wrote or you read things he wrote about the Wizards in your time doing what you're doing now. Any other specific memories or stories pop to mind as if folks are just tuning in and don't know what we're talking about? We got the very sad news earlier today that John Feinstein's passed at the age of 69. The Junkies will be doing their retrospective tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. appropriately. That is when John used to join them for darn near 15 years in that spot Fridays with Feinstein at 8. But Dave, any other recollections or specific stories that you can share of your crosses with John over your both illustrious careers here in DC sports media?
Yeah, no, I'm grateful for you know all the interviews I was able to do with him. I'm grateful for his friendship. I'm grateful quite frankly, for his support when Apple Television took over, and it was obviously a change of what I was doing for, you know, 27 years with DC United. So that's on a selfish level. But, you know, I still remember obviously reading him. And then I'm covering a Maryland basketball game as a unpaid stringer for my mentor in Baltimore. The way I watched him in the locker room, and the way, I mean, he's on deadline, and the way he would ask, you know, different questions. At one point, he scolded, it kind of intimidated me as a young guy, probably like 20 at the time. He scolded some television reporter for saying, well, that's a stupid question. You know, excuse me, I got to ask this. Because, you know, John, to get to his point, you know, was determined, and he could be brash at times. But as I witnessed that, it always just struck me, you know, this is just a regular season game. This is not the ACC championship game. But every article to him, every story he told, it was important to him to be able to convey the best, I believe, to the reader. And that's why he went on to become a best-selling author and really the sports chronicler of my generation, certainly. And I think he's unparalleled or unmatched, I should say, in that category.
Certainly, and I'm sure there's many stories that'll come out that we can laugh about now of him being a bulldog to television reporters or other folks in his way. That'll come out over the next couple of days as all the different remembrances and retrospectives come in. Again, the Junks will do theirs tomorrow, 8 a.m. Unfortunately, a very different kind of bad news. No easy way to transition, Dave, but Bilal Coulibaly is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Wizards are going to have to march on without him, but that very well could, where we are in the calendar, end Bilal season, very likely to end his season with that timeline. What did you take out of this year two for Bilal Coulibaly, and how, what does he lose by missing this last month or so of the season?
You know, I think first of all, it was a freak accident, and so we're just glad that it wasn't more serious, because the player Jameson Battle, I believe, was not trying to hurt him. It was an emphatic slam dunk, and he's become more aggressive, but he ended up getting undercut and land so hard. I mean, we were worried about his neck, and initially it was reported as a hip contusion, but it turns out to be the hamstring. So, A, just grateful that, this is not a real serious thing, and that's why they say 4 to 6 weeks, but they're not going to officially say, you know, his season is over, because you don't know. Maybe it goes quicker than that, but that's the timetable right now. What I take away from is you know, all these guys getting experience. Bilal Coulibaly, I just see it in his face, in his, I don't want to say swagger. It's just that when you get put on the floor that many minutes a game, when you're given that kind of responsibility against some of the players he had to go up against, you could just feel it in him. And this is something that, again, when you're going through this situation where you're not, you know, happy with the record, but this is the positive side of it is you're seeing players grow before your eyes. And let's say the Wizards were a winning team or a more competitive team in terms of battling for the playoffs, you know, maybe Coulibaly would be getting this kind of experience. And so, you know, we wouldn't see his bright light really go on maybe till the third or fourth year. But I felt like, you know, his light got even brighter this year. And I know that's a general statement, and that's, you know, not as specific. But it's hard to be specific with him because, okay, the other night, Toronto, before the injury, 18 points, 10 rebounds, 4 steals, a couple of blocks. So, you know, he does a little bit of everything. And now when he gets, and we said this before, in earlier games this year, last year, if he got into double digit or past 20 points in scoring, well, it must have been a good night from three. Well, now this year, no, it doesn't have to be, because he can finish around the rim. He can get fouled. He can get to the free throw line. So it's just exciting to watch young players say, yeah, this guy's a hit. This guy's a hit. And that's why, you know, I get it. We're 51 losses. We're in Detroit tonight. Look, they're a good team. But I'm watching these guys out here, and they can't wait to get after it again, because it's one more step in with this road that does not have shortcuts, it's one more step to a better road.
Well said, Dave. You've got another step in that road tonight against the Pistons. You can listen starting at 6:45, about 30 minutes from now for the pregame 7 o'clock tip. Dave, always appreciate it, sir. Have a great call and safe travels when this road trip mercifully comes to an end and you get to get home. You remember where you live, right?
Yeah. I don't know where my keys are, but I remember where I live.
Hey, one step at a time.
Chase Hughes in the pregame has some wonderful NBA draft lottery theories because the draft lottery's changed. So that's called a tease, as you know, in the business.
I've heard of those. I gotta figure out one to figure out what we're going to tease coming up next. I'll see if I can beat that. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
All right.
That's Dave Johnson. Whoops, hit the button a little faster than I wanted to there. That sounded terribly rude. Anthony, that's 100% of my fault.
I think he was going to hit it slightly a second later. So
yeah, but I think he felt like he was still talking, and I had my finger hovering over the button, and it slipped. How about this for a tease? Commanders have made more re-signings, and a guy that I thought they were going to re-sign is headed out of town. Tell you who next. Boom! That's a tease. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports, presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you want with crispy or roasted chicken sandwiches.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the Free Odyssey app. A little go-go vibe on a Thursday. Love that. Show tomorrow, just 2 hours long, because we got Maryland hoops tomorrow night, Big Ten tournament. They had the double bye. They will be waiting to see who they play. But tomorrow night, they know they do play at 6 o'clock, Anthony. Last night, Georgetown went down in the Big East tournament, so you got almost a full show out of us today. But it's that time of year. And then next week, we only got 3 days, bro.
Three days?
3 days of Hoffman showing before the NCAA tournament, because we're carrying all the games. We're not. Why are you smiling? We don't get to do the show Thursday, Friday. That's heartbreaking.
Well, I didn't know. The thing is, I didn't look at the schedule. I was anticipating a full week's worth of shows, and you dropped this bomb on me. Maybe I should just look at the schedule for next week. Mm. I typically don't do that till like Sunday.
Yeah, this is the one weekend a year where it really would have paid you to probably look ahead. You got a 4-day weekend.
It's a long weekend, sir.
Who knows what we could possibly do with it?
I know what we could do with it. We can play some FIFA. We can run out 40 times.
Maybe.
It's been nice outside, too.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we'll do that one afternoon. We'll do the 40s because it'll be nice out and warm out.
Yes, sir.
And normally when at the time it's warm out, we got to be working for the show.
Mm-hmm. Get some shots up, maybe.
Ooh. I mean, come through. I got a basketball court. Half a block one direction. I got a track and a field The other direction, we can make this happen.
I'm looking forward to it then.
All right. We'll get that all straightened out next week. I also think 48 might come over next week. We're gonna do something. He and I are cooking on a content thing.
48 hoops too.
I know. So maybe we'll do that next week. Be a fun little boys' day.
Is that Z89 versus WAER?
No, that would be WAER versus the Daily Orange.
Okay.
He's a Daily Orange, a DO guy. And that is like the big rivalry that nobody listening outside of maybe four people know about. Anyway, the point is, the Commanders have made a lot of moves today, like a ton of moves, re-signing all kinds of guys. Earlier in the day, it started with Noah Brown, Michael Dieter, Sheldon Day. And then in the last little bit here, they have continued that. They brought back Trent Scott. They brought back Noah Igbinoghene, all these guys on one-year deals. However, Anthony, there is one player that has gotten away. Ben Standing at the first one I saw to report, Tom Pelissero as well, that Olamide Zaccheaus is one and done in D.C. OZ is headed to the Chicago Bears.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that one kind of hurts, but if they bring back Jamison Crowder, it hurts less because they already have the souped-up version of OZ. Like, who ultimately is Olamide Zaccheaus? He's an underneath zone receiver who is theoretically good after the catch, shifty, strong. What's the deluxe version of Olamide Zaccheaus?
Deebo Samuel.
Deebo Samuel, correct. And so, especially if you can get a guy like Crowder, who's actually got a little bit more quickness to him, that short area burst. Jamison doesn't have over-the-top like sprint speed, but he is quick underneath and knows how to get open. He's a pretty precise route runner. Something that Deebo is not. Deebo's route running is not his strength. Very good at like settling into the right spot of his own and then making tough catches and breaking tackles. But Jamison is a guy that can win you a little bit more on third down, some of these underneath type of things that you need. Like, they're still fine at receiver, and they're obviously going to need Luke. But if they go into next season with Terry, Noah, Luke, Jamison and Deebo, plus some young guys, that's a pretty solid core. It's not amazing. You can definitely upgrade on it. I love if they add some more juice. The thing that they're still missing that I would love to see is some vertical juice. And I also wonder if they're poking around at like Elijah Moore, 25-year-old, more of a slot guy. But he's got a little bit of vertical speed. One of the few young guys still on the market. But that's definitely, like, I think OZ would have been a good fit, good depth piece, reliable guy, someone they know, someone Jaden trusts. But I understand why he'd want to go to somewhere like Chicago, where he's not going to be kind of a backup to Deebo. A lot of the stuff that Deebo or that OZ got last year is probably going to Deebo this year. But the other moves I like. Like Trent Scott is a potential swing tackle or is a fourth tackle. Trent Scott's not a great football player, but is he a good fourth tackle in the NFL? Sure, he's an NFL football player. Dieter's probably nice to have in the meeting rooms and stuff, especially throughout the offseason. I'd be almost surprised if he winds up making the actual roster, but we'll see. Who else? Oh, Sheldon Day, another big body. Like, let's have that guy in camp and throughout the process. And, you know, if Eddie Goldman beats him out and Sheldon Day doesn't wind up making the team, that's fine. But the thing is about these guys who are kind of baseline NFL players is if you have someone, especially a draft pick, Anthony, who beats him out, well, that guy's definitely an NFL player. And it might look a little different, might get a few more mental mistakes, but also might get a few more upside plays, whatever, versus the kind of steadiness of a vet. But like, this is, again, a good floor to put underneath your team. And then hopefully the draft allows you to hit a couple unexpected home runs or doubles or triples, and those guys can wind up being bigger contributors than it maybe looks like right now in the depth chart before the draft.
Yeah, I mean, and Sam 40 actually put this out earlier, but Joe Witt, he really loved what Sheldon Day brought to the team last year. You know, he talked about him last year during the season about how consistent he was and how hard he worked. So it's good to, like, have some of those guys back in the building. I will say the one guy that was a surprise was Michael Dieter. And you said, you know, you'll be surprised if he does end up making the actual roster. It was just, you know, the fact that we had, if he's a guard and, you know, you're bumping Trent Scott in to, you know, play over him and, you know, not leaning on him, why necessarily go there? So that was the only thing that, only person I would say raised my eyebrow, but all the other guys.
But, like, he's a vet who's been around, and again, he probably has value in the meeting rooms. And I think, I think the funny thing about the NFL is you actually wind up carrying 90 guys for almost as much as of the calendar as you do. Actually, I think might be more of the calendar than you do 53 plus the practice squad, right? And so if you can get to 90 somewhere in the next, theoretically, you could be at 90 as of yesterday at 4 o'clock, right? So you're allowed to have 90 man rosters as of 4 o'clock yesterday. That's when the league year starts. So from the league year starting on March 12th until final cutdown day in early September or late August, that is 5 months where you have 90 guys in the building. And then from cutdown day until your season ends is 4.5, 5 months that you have the 53. And so when you talk about setting your culture and your habits and all and how you practice and all that kind of stuff, a lot of that gets established. Now, you're not there every day, but a lot of it gets established in those early OTA situations. How you work is phase one OTAs, your strength coaches implement that as much as anything, and your veterans implement that because your field coaches aren't out there actually coaching guys. That's all conditioning work. Then phase two of the OTAs, you get out there on the field and you start to really get it. And a guy like Dieter, like, yeah, he's not an amazing NFL football player, and he really struggled last year. I'm kind of surprised that they even bothered coming back. But if someone were to be like, hey, it's actually not about, in the same way that, like, Marcus coming back, yeah, Marcus was good last year, but having Marcus back is not is as much about what he means for Jaden and what he means for the team as opposed to what it means for what happens if he has to play quarterback. I wonder if Dieter's a guy like that who's just awesome to have around and is a guy that they can rely on to help teach other guys the system. And if worst case scenario, other guys don't pan out and all of a sudden he's your last lineman who makes the team, he's got positional versatility and, you know, so be it. Or you go find another free agent and bring that guy in. But at the very least, you know, you can rely upon him in year two of the system to be smart in the meeting rooms and be able to pull a guy over on the sideline and be like, hey, watch for this or make sure you're thinking about that because he does have a fair amount of NFL experience.
Now, that's valid for sure.
All right. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, we wrap things up with real things real people said into real microphones. It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. Other names that re-signed with the Commanders today, I don't think I got to everyone. There's been so many, but someone in the chat, the YouTube chat, was like, don't forget KJ Osborne. Also re-signed. Curious to see if he can be a contributor this year, if he winds up not making the team. Because the way he played last year, he basically didn't make the team. He was inactive basically every week. But we'll see. Hoping that he can, I like some of what he puts on tape. He plays hard, and that's important. And that's the thing I think overall that, you know, Logan and I talked about Anthony in that Take Command segment is like, you flip on the tape of all these guys that they brought in, and you go, oh, I get why they signed him. Not that he's like the greatest football player, but they all fit the mold. They all play hard. They all play physical. They all play with a sense of urgency. They all hustle. You're not finding a ton of snaps of these dudes like loafing after the play. And that stuff matters in the NFL because everything matters in the NFL. And so it's a fun team to watch, fun team to root for. And hopefully they can, you know, have another magical season because in terms of the actual goodness of the football, Jaden's exceptional when he's protected. And now they has a better left tackle and he's in year two. And when you have a quarterback like this, if he is what we think he is, then anything's pretty much possible.
Yeah, I mean, how much... The fact that we had, like, so many guys that were, like, so similar, KJ coming in, how much of a factor do you think him just coming in, you know, I guess middle of the season probably played into him
playing? Definitely played a factor because the offense, it's not that it's the hardest offense probably to learn, but it was definitely a different offense than the one he was used to. And but I like the fact that now he's been in it. He can be here from day one and either he's going to pick it up or he's not. But they have competition in multiple positions. Like, that's what they want. You want to... a culture of competition, and they're not afraid to bring in multiple players and have it. And they know how to manage that too. Cause sometimes, you know, you bring in competition and it gets toxic and teammates hate each other and it's a bad situation. they know how to manage it. And, you know, you had guys that were fighting each other for snaps last year that were each other's biggest fan, the way that that receiver room supported each other last year, you know, with all the who's the number two, like those guys were awesome for each other. And I think that's the real character of a winning team. Tomorrow on the show, we'll see what else happens. Certainly some potential more moves to be made. There's a couple names still floating out there in free agency. You know, the biggest one that I'm kind of curious on is Azeez Ojulari, the 25-year-old pass rusher for the Giants. He, you know, some of these other guys, like I just saw Kalavon Chaisson sign with the Raiders. Like, he was another young pass rusher I wondered if Washington would be interested in. But, you know, the longer this goes in free agency, the more the price tends to come down. So is there a potential fit there on some kind of, like, one-year, $12 million prove-it deal, maybe something even a little more than that on a prove-it deal, or do they get, you know, hey, we'll give you 3 for $36 or something like that. So we'll see if they can lock up anybody else over the next 24 hours. Clint Yates will join the show. Anything else that we got tomorrow? It's a Friday, Anthony. We didn't do Never Read the Comments today. Maybe we'll get to some stuff. The problem is so many of the comments are about, like, free agency as it was happening. So it's like, what are they going to do here? And it's like, well, then they did that the next day after you left the comment.
I mean, there might be some names in the comments that are still out there. I saw Mekhi Becton in today's YouTube chat.
Yeah.
So, like, it's people like that.
I'm not anti-Mekhi Becton.
I'm not either.
I don't know that it's my priority, and I think he probably wants more money than the Commanders are going to want to give him. Yep. But if Brandon Coleman's playing right tackle, I'm not anti-bringing in Mekhi Becton. He did play right guard last year, which is obviously Cosme's position, and they probably want him to play left. I don't know. Wouldn't hate it. Big old 360 to 380 pound man. It's a big boy. Jesus. Yeah. So maybe we'll do some Never Read the Comments tomorrow, an abbreviated version. We're on an abbreviated show. As for this show, we are running out of time for anything else, but
real things.
We're not going to be so this year.
Real people.
5-11. Not very good.
Said into real microphones.
You know, the culture is actually damn good.
I got it, Anthony.
I was trying to show you numbers.
I got the
two different hands.
I got it. You didn't get it, but I got it. Also, it's on the screen today. Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite days because then I can forget and then look over and reference. Anyway, the point is, we have about 2.5 minutes left in the show. This one I loved. Vic Schaefer is the head coach of the University of Texas women's basketball team. And he noticed that there was a couple of student reporters who had come to cover the SEC tournament over the weekend. And he made sure to thank them for their work.
So if I'm not mistaken, are y'all my three that drove 16 hours?
Yes, sir. No.
You two, and who's the third one?
Charlie's over there.
I want y'all to know, when it comes time to get a job, you put me on your resume. That's really unique. And I'm proud that you guys are here, and I'm proud that you take enough pride in your job that you would do that, because you don't have to do that. And I think people need to know that. So thank you for being here.
Anthony, let me just say, as someone who did student media at Syracuse University in the times of Jim Boeheim, slightly different approach.
I was about to say, he would have never. What's that?
No, he would be like, are you guys the ones that drove 16 hours? I hate you, you pricks. I hope you get 4 flat tires on the way back.
Yep. He would not have thought
that. It genuinely used to bug me because, like, coaches are typically some of the highest paid employees at a university. And yes, student reporters are reporters, but they are students first. And if you treat them like crap, that reflects poorly on you, in my humble and perhaps slightly biased, but I don't think incorrect opinion. So good for Vic Schaefer. I love that. Treat them well. Highlight, hey. Because now, if I'm hiring for a women's basketball reporter, I might be like, hey, who are those kids that drove 16 hours? I'm going to go read their stuff. Because now they're getting pub all over the place.
16 hours is crazy, though. Man.
As long. Also, Vic, can you maybe throw him a bone for some flights back?
Some.
I've been like, hey, can we fly with the athletic department? Y'all got some boosters going or something like that? Would definitely like that. On a very different note, Grady Jarrett, let's say there's a clip that was referenced in his press conference in his new NFL home. that he was asked about, and for reasons that will become clear, the reporter didn't fully quote it.
I saw a mic'd up clip with you. I was playing the Packers, and you passionately told Jordan Love to pipe down. Was that just
what else I said?
I can't.
When you playing ball, man, you know, doing this, you know, being professional and being able to talk and communicate with people is something. But when you playing ball, you cross some lines, you got to be able to go in that dark place, you know. And sometimes what happened in that dark place, you know, it get a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? And just being a competitor. And I talked about mic'd up with some of the new media team here, and I was like, yeah, I know I got some crazy ones. And now that was released. So the stuff that's not released got to be super crazy. But you got to have that dog in you, you know what I'm saying?
And apparently you have to call Jordan Love a little B.
Man, they have some crazy stories out there, Craig, I tell you.
Yes, and I can't imagine what gets cut on the NFL Films floor. That's our show. We'll see you tomorrow on the Team 980.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.